GX94, a little special treat this afternoon. We are joined with Dallas Smith and Alexandra Kay. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Now, Dallas needs no introduction, so I won't. But Alexandra, this is your first foray into Canadian radio, so tell us a little bit about your story.
It is. Well, I grew up about 30 minutes from downtown St. Louis, Missouri, in a small town called Waterloo, Illinois. I started in, kind of acting and singing. I came up in the St. Louis music scene, working with a lot of hip-hop artists. I signed my first record deal in 2012 to an R&B record label, and country music has always been where my heart is at, and so I left that record deal and started posting videos on Facebook, and I started going viral on Facebook back in 2015, 2016, and that led me to a Netflix original series that I was on for 2 years and another record deal. And then after I left that second record deal, I continued to stay independent, and that's when I took to TikTok, and I started to go viral on TikTok, and it changed my life.
Now, in my catching up with you, I turned on a Spotify, I put it to shuffle, I was doing my chores, and by the time I was done, I thought, this woman really needs a divorce. And then I was very relieved once I started Googling you. But now, dare I say, you're in a new era?
I am. I am, yes. Yeah. So my album, All I've Ever Known, was written after my divorce, about my divorce. And I was kind of hesitant to put it out because it's obviously so emotional and it's so just raw and real. And I didn't know how everybody was going to react to it, and then it changed everything for me, and it really built a fan base that is just so diehard, and I'm so grateful for them, but very excited for this new record. I signed a record with BMG, and it comes out later this year, so I'm very excited to give them some happy music.
There we go. Now, How Do You Miss Me? It's out right now at Dallas. How did this collab come to fruition?
Well, it's a song that was on my record that I released over a year ago, and I wanted to get this to radio, but it just felt stale being out that long. Luckily, this song lends itself very well to a duet, so it's just a matter of finding the right partner to do it with, and there's a few criteria that we needed as a partner on this one, and I came across Alexandra, and she ticked all the boxes. She's like an artist I wanted to align with, and a big fan of what she could bring to the song, and she crushed it. Like, she really brought this song back to life, and it doesn't feel stale to me at all. It feels like I feel like the way the song should have been from the beginning.
When you were putting together the album, were you thinking in the back of your head that this could use a second voice on it, or is it just a happy miracle?
Yeah, honestly, no. It was just a matter of timing and the fact that we never really got it to radio, and this was one that I really wanted to get to radio. It just never happened for whatever reason. So here we are, with the song, and it feeling stale for me. Alexander was able to come in and crush it and join this song and this project and bring new life to it. Take the song to a new level, really.
Now, from the latest album, this is single number 7. Is this the cherry on top, or might there still be more to come from the album, or are you going to enter a new era?
I will be doing this process with this song with Alexander, and then I'll be entering a new era myself. So we'll be, this year we'll be working on some new music along with some other stuff. And so this song is going to be the bookend of that last record of mine. And I'm very, very fortunate to have Alexandra hop on and bring this song back to life, like I said.
AK, as I like to refer to you as, you have been super busy with your tour. You went through Canada. You're going to be heading to Europe. How has it been being the headliner with your name on the marquee for your shows?
Oh, it's wonderful. I love opening. I've gotten to be the opening act for a lot of acts that I love, including Tim McGraw and my friend Jelly Roll and my friend Jody Messina and Tracy Lawrence. And I've gotten to tour with some of my idols. And the only difference is, I go out every single night to Jelly Roll's crowd, right, in arenas, full arenas. And my goal there is to make fans. And I feel like whenever I go out to do my headline stuff, it's like my goal is to be everything that they are expecting me to be. It's like a different kind of pressure it's like I just want to live up to their expectation, and I just want to give them the emotional experience that I know that they came here for. And I think that they got that in the Cupid's a Cowgirl tour, and I can't wait to set out on the album tour later this year and to go out with Brad Paisley for the first time later this year. But I love being the headliner just as much as I love opening and playing with other acts. So.
And Dallas, opposite question for you. I see you're going to be doing Country Thunder in Florida, and this is going to shock everyone who is listening, but there is going to still be daylight out when you play. How is that, more pressure, less pressure, similar to how Alexandra feels about it?
Yeah, it's a different animal, absolutely. Playing Country Thunder up north is definitely a different experience. But I think the same thing with the opening act mentality that I was saying was, you go there and you just try to show your best and try to win over some new fans. And I guess festivals in general, I guess some of the Canadian festivals, not everybody there is obviously there to see me, so I'm headlining, and there's some fans out there obviously, but there's a lot of people that I got to win over too, so you kind of don't lose that part of it.
Now, from the get-go, you've cut tracks from like some big songwriters. What's one that came across your desk that you now wish you could have recorded it, but you missed out on it?
Been very lucky that way. Been very lucky that way. I haven't. I'm gonna knock on wood here. I haven't said no to a song that I really, really regret saying no to yet. They've all felt right. I've all turned them down for the right reasons, and I guess even if it worked for another artist, it just. If it doesn't speak to me, then it wasn't meant to be for me. And that song never would have been big with me as an artist singing that one. So you can look at that one anyways.
How Do You Miss Me? It's out now. Great work on it. And AK, you provide that little extra on top. And it's a banger. And anything else, you guys?
No, just appreciate the support and the song. And hopefully everybody dig it.
So much. Thank you guys so much.